It's good to have you on board as we're live today from the OddsTrader.com studio at Circa Resort and Casino. OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you need. Real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats. Compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses as well at OddsTrader.com. There's this one note in college basketball. I just wanted to briefly mention it. It's the first AP college basketball poll with Kentucky, Duke, and North Carolina all unranked. I actually had the year wrong going to the break. It's the first time since 1961. John Calipari has no idea what he's doing with his team this year.
Yep.
He's not playing his best player.
And I'll tell you, hopefully this is the only time in our career where we're live on the air with a UFC event going on. But that'll be the case tomorrow as a prelim start at 6 in the morning Pacific with that card. And we'll talk to Lou Finocchiaro and then get you ready for McGregor coming up on Saturday. But we also have breaking news. This from Steve Cohen, who just tweeted, "We have terminated Jared Porter this morning. In my initial press conference, I spoke about the importance of integrity, and I meant it. There should be zero tolerance for this type of behavior. He was their GM. He sent explicit images to a female reporter in 2016. At one point, she ignored more than 60 messages from Porter before he sent a lewd photo."
Oof.
60.
Oh.
I stop at 5. He kept going. And then the more she wouldn't respond, the worse it got. She stopped showing reporters to Porter. I can't even say, I can't even read the story. It's ESPN. On August 11th, 2016, a day after asking her to meet him at a hotel in Los Angeles, he sent the woman 17 pictures. The first 15 were of the hotel and its restaurants. And then 16 and 17 were below the equator. So they just canned him. I mean, I don't know. Was that? Did you not do your homework on the hire? Was that well known? Did she? I don't know.
But not to joke around or make light of it. Obviously, yeah. All I can think of when you're reading that story, because it happens so many times over and over and over again, is Costanza. Was that wrong?
Shania.
The Portuguese cleaning lady.
Okay, yeah. Shania, I've done that.
Yeah. Is it really? Okay.
Is that frowned upon?
That's all I can think about.
I'm going to plead ignorance, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Was that the guy's goal here, Porter? Costanza.
Wow.
I had no idea. I shouldn't be doing this kind of thing? Oh, okay.
60.
Oh.
Jared,
wow.
She's not responding.
Yeah.
Fire off another one. See how this goes.
Champ, you might want to sit this one out for a minute.
60 text messages unanswered.
Put the phone down, pal.
Is this on?
Right?
You got this? Going through? It says delivered on my end. What happened? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Tough one. There's your breaking news.
Well, it's pretty easy to get rid of him then, obviously. All right. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, you can always get in touch with the show on email. It's ftm@vsiN.com, on Twitter @VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. A lot to get into in the next hour of the program, including this team winning the Super Bowl is the worst case scenario for several sports books. You can probably guess which team.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Penguins earned their first win of the season Sunday, a 4-3 shootout victory over Washington, in which Casey DeSmith had 20 saves. Pittsburgh and Washington meet again today at the PPG Paints Arena. The Penguins laying $1.25 as the favorite, the total 6.5 shaded to the over. The Kings are a $2.30 home ice favorite against Colorado. Just two games of the NBA, the Jazz laying 6.5 at home against the Pelicans. Nuggets, a 9.5-point favorite at Ball Arena against Oklahoma City. NFC Championship game, Packers laying 3.5 against the Buccaneers at Lambeau Field. Chiefs, a 2.5-point home favorite over the Bills. It's another huge NFL playoff weekend, and the NHL is back along with college basketball and the NBA. Get all the VSiN's insights as an all-access subscriber. Subscribe today at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSiN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
checking in. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Plenty of football on today's show. Plenty of NHL, NBA. We didn't even get into that Nets-Bucks game last night. We'll touch on that coming up. That was awesome. Give us that in the NBA playoffs for a full seven-game series, please.
Harden and Durant have scored or assisted on 84% of the points in the two games?
Yeah.
My God.
How about that number last night?
Game.
It got as high as 4.5.
Yeah.
Two and a half to four. I took Nets money line plus 155 right before tip. I had to take a little bit on that. Had to.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but that I think that's going to be a tough matchup for Milwaukee.
Oh, so do I.
It's because they're just starting to figure things out.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen when they get Kyrie?
But by the way,
it could go sideways. But
I don't even think Durant was off last night, and he had 30 points. I think that's going to be the scary thing. How are they going to be able to slow him down? Good job here from Todd Dewey in the local paper out here, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, breaking down that Buccaneers championship. If they would win it all, it would cost Vegas books, obviously, more than $1 million. They're the biggest liability at several books. And he wrote, after Sunday night, get this, BetMGM gamblers dropped $700,000 on three wagers alone on the Saints, and they close as minus three in their shop on Sunday. But it would have been better for the sportsbook if New Orleans had defeated Tampa Bay, which is BetMGM's biggest and largest liability to win the Super Bowl. This is from Jeff Stonebeck, director of trading MGM Resorts. Quote, we were hoping it would be a dream scenario. The Buccaneers would cover and not win the game. Tampa Bay is by far the biggest liability. We're pushing seven figures on liability just in Nevada.
These guys are unbelievable, some of them. That's it. Well, I'll tell you, the best case scenario, we were hoping for this. I was hoping Halle Berry was going to reach out on Twitter when we mentioned her on the air.
Well, I mean, know.
Come on.
I know.
Come on, Jeff.
I know.
I mean, you wanted the game to fall one or two? Now, he's right. When everyone signed Brady, everyone jumped all over him. Now they're one game from going to the Super Bowl. William Hill and the Westgate, each on the hook for six figures. If Brady wins his seventh Super Bowl title, the Bucs are the largest liability at the South Point. At William Hill, we talked about it yesterday. A guy put $40,000 on Tampa to win the Super Bowl at 12-1 odds. Wasn't that long ago. The largest liability here at Circa, the Bills. $6,000 wager at William Hill, 35-1 on the Bills. And somebody put $115,000 on the Chiefs at plus 150 at William Hill. They open as the co-favorites at 7-1.
Yeah. By the way, I forgot to mention this last hour. You know that prop they put up at South Point? We were tossing that around on the air a couple of months back. Put up a four versus the field. And when I kicked it around with Chris Andrews, I said, put up the Chiefs, Steelers, Packers, and Saints versus the field. Make a number on that.
Yeah, but somebody else, they tweaked it.
No, I know he did. He called it audible.
Yeah, there was a big four, and he took the Steelers out and put the Bills in. When the Steelers were like 11-1, wasn't it?
Right, so he wanted the Steelers to be a part of the field.
Okay.
And then instead of that happening, then the four that you could have gotten was the Chiefs, Bills, Packers, and Saints versus the field. Here's the graphic right here. Look at this.
Oh, excellent.
Look at that. The four opened up minus 160 versus the field. Well, now you have one team in the field left. That's it. It's Tampa Bay. And as of late last week, the four was, it was minus $6. The field is plus 450. And here at Circa, you can bet the yes, no on all of these teams to win the Super Bowl. They put that up for every single sport, which is great.
Yeah, awesome. Very good. How about some early look keys of the game? Good breakdown from ESPN. How each team will win and keys. We discussed it earlier, the Buccaneers' top rushing defense during the regular season, holding opponents to 80 rushing yards per game. Packers beat the Rams, 188 rushing yards Saturday, most in a playoff game since Rodgers became their starter. In the regular season matchup, Tampa won 38-10. White said they didn't belong on the same field. Too much talent. Jones had 15 yards on 10 carries. Can anybody shut down the Rodgers-Adams connection? Well, no, but you can contain them, and that's what the Rams did. Now, there was a bad coverage and mix-up there on the touchdown, but what's going to happen? But what do you have, 9 for 66, whatever it was?
Well, he was still a factor in the game.
Oh, yeah, but
they just
the other guys also did a great job.
Right, like Adams was the guy not to beat them deep in the game. They used Lazard and others for that category, you know, for that in the game, which worked out, and they had 480-plus yards of offense, obviously, in the game. I think running the football, if you told me right now that the Packers were going to be able to run the ball like the Saints did, that's all I'm asking for, I would absolutely make a sizable bet on Green Bay to win the game and cover.
Okay. X-Factor Devin White, back from the COVID list, had the big interception, gave him the 10-point lead, be it in pass defense or pass rusher or all-around sideline-to-sideline defender, kind of player who could upend the Packers' offensive machine. He can wreak havoc in the pocket and maybe force some turnovers. I give some listeners a lot of credit, too, about talking how important that guy was. He came alive in that first meeting against Atlanta. They couldn't get a stop, and they shut him down in the second half. I think he had 3 sacks on Matt Ryan in the second half. He was awesome. If Mahomes can't go, Penny will make his first career playoff start at the age of 35. 26-17 Chiefs. Mahomes had 225 passing, second lowest total in a game this season. The Bills were begging the Chiefs to run, and they had 245 on the ground. The Bills are averaging 35 points per game since week 9. And they're so confident in Allen that they called for a pass on their first 13 plays in the game against Baltimore. And what do you do if it's not Mahomes and Henny is struggles? They even threw out Tyreek Hill and the Wildcat. He threw that out there. But you never know with Andy Reid. You just don't know with some of his decisions, and who knows what he might try.
I would tell you this. If we find out somehow, and again, this is hypothetically speaking here, right? But you got to talk about it because Mahomes did get hurt. If we find out at some point this week that Mahomes can't go, I know the one odds maker at the Westgate said that they make the Bills 7. That's not what the number is going to be. I can't imagine it ever getting that high. But certainly the Bills will be a pretty decent favorite. Don't you think that Reed, with a full week here, preparing with Henny, and the overall talent they have on the... Now, the interception deep into the end zone was very concerning.
Yes. I don't understand that. The play call or what he was doing.
I don't know who he's looking at.
Midfield. He's in field goal range.
Terrible decision.
Yeah.
But he's a very good coach. And if you can get, a decent number as a dog with the Chiefs at home, I know the Bills are awesome. Yeah. That might be not a bad idea.
Uh-huh. And the offensive line for the Packers, keep it up without Bakhtiari. As you mentioned earlier, only 1 sack since he's been out. And they had a 188 against the Rams. The other angle, can Brady pull this off again? Can he do it and get back to his 10th Super Bowl? Rodgers has won only 1 of his previous 4 conference championship games. Brady has won 9 of his previous 13. And Rodgers was horrible in that first meeting, right?
Okay, so yeah, Rodgers threw 2 INTs. He was sacked 5 times. In the game this past Sunday, the Saints had 4 turnovers. I mean, without those 4 turnovers, the Buccaneers are not winning that game. They're just not. They had 3 drives in the game up 60-plus yards that all resulted in field goals. Their touchdown drives were, 3 yards, 20 yards, and 40 yards set up by turnovers?
Yeah, I love Tom, but he didn't do anything.
No.
Offense did nothing.
The Cook fumble was the ball game.
Yeah.
If that doesn't happen, if they go down and score like 3 points, even just get a field goal, they're up by 10 at that point. Tom's not doing much. He's going to have to throw the ball.
How many points are they going to score? That's another angle. I mean, they did not do a good job offensively.
No, they didn't.
New Orleans got a better defense than Green Bay.
They ran the ball a lot.
But also, he should be fine, but how will the old man do in the weather? I mean, I don't know. Who knows about this? I mean, the guy just spent the last year in Tampa. Now he's walking into 20 degrees.
I'm not concerned about him. I would maybe be concerned about some of the other guys that aren't used to it.
Brady will be fine. Worry about the other guys.
Yeah, I would say so.
And Rodgers will be loving it.
I think. I mean, he's playing with a smile on his face.
I just can't believe it. He threw for 199. Evans, Brown, Gronk, and Miller had 1 catch each. They win the game by double digits.
Yeah.
I mean, Brate led him 4 for 50. I mean, they didn't do much on offense. Running game wasn't bad. But maybe do they run the ball on the Packers? Can they get Jones and Fournette going? Do they get heat on Brady? Who knows? That'd be another key to the game.
I'll tell you this. The Buccaneers did a hell of a job last week against Saints defense. That offensive line?
Yeah.
When the Saints got to him so many times in the first two meetings?
That's a good observation. Also, will the Bills' explosive offense return? Team that averaged 35 over its final 9 regular season games has scored just 2 offensive touchdowns in the last 6 quarters.
Are the Chiefs going to have an answer for Diggs?
Well, I don't think anybody does.
I don't think so either.
But also, with the wind and the weather a factor against Baltimore, they didn't play their best game against the Colts, but they got off to a slow start in both games. Obviously, we know the Bills aren't going to beat the Chiefs scoring 17 points. According to Elias Sports Bureau, teams that beat an opponent in the regular season and then hosted that team in a conference championship game the same year, as you mentioned earlier, are 35-16 since the merger, 7-2 the past 10 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 15-2 against 15-3. It's a dream matchup.
I know.
The storylines.
If Mahomes plays, which team do you think is going to run the ball less? Because the Bills just say...
No, they don't try.
No, they don't even try.
No.
They've gotten this far, they have this record, they're this hot, and they're like,
they didn't even try
running game.
They didn't even try the hijinks with Allen, like they did against the Colts.
No, not much.
They didn't even run that against Baltimore.
No. And you really don't have to when you have the weapons that the Bills have and the scheme and the overall weapons that the Chiefs have. You really don't have to run the football. Now, if it's Henny, what we're talking about right now goes out the window.
Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs did a great job defensively, but also you have to question the game plan by Cleveland. I mean, what's with everything a four-yard pass?
No.
What are we doing here? And then the Higgins play was huge.
I mean, that's 19-10 at halftime instead.
And Stefanski, after the game, we tell him, don't reach. We tell you not to do that.
Huh?
You know, but the helmet-to-helmet should have been called also. But these are tough games. I mean, you just see why they're so close with the spread. These are tough games.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty good breakdown by ESPN.
What are you taking with
I'm not going to rip the Bills, too, for what's happened the last... They did a good job offensively against the Colts. They left some points out there, but they did a good job against the Colts. They got off to a slow... But remember, the Colts chewed a lot of clock in that game.
Well, okay.
How many times did the Bills... The Colts had back-to-back drives that took 11 minutes, didn't score. But Buffalo didn't have a lot of opportunities in that game. And still
I got news for you, though. Colts and Ravens are pretty good football teams.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if people are going to say that, are they also going to say, well, then how are the Chiefs doing this?
Right.
They're not covering any of these games, but they're winning by one score every single week.
And McDermott's a great coach because look at him making adjustments and then having a week to game plan. He knows what happened the first meeting. But also, I thought Baltimore would run all over him. They shut him down.
That's right. So did I.
They did a great job against Baltimore.
I was stunned because that first drive for the Ravens was so promising. How they were picking up chunk yardage and the explosive plays were there for them running the football. The success rate was great, and then all of a sudden that vanished. And with it being a high wind game, windy,
mm-hmm.
when they're going to have to rely on the ground game, it just the Bills were awesome at stopping the biggest strength of the Ravens' offense. If Mahomes plays, what number would you take with the Bills?
I have to know. You got to tell. I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch the first quarter. See how he looks.
Do in play.
See how he looks. Both games, no defensive or special teams touchdown minus 275. So you want to parlay there?
This is a two team Paulie Howard parlay special.
Now, they also points bet asses for props already and see what they're going to put up for Championship Sunday. Here's what I came up with: score in the first 3 minutes of any game. Over under quarterbacks to have a rushing touchdown. I said, take your pick, guys. Will someone throw six? Will a game have six, seven, or eight touchdown passes combined? But these guys could happen. You never know.
Shaky weather, though.
Yeah, possibly. And I said, will a wide receiver have 200 yards? Diggs, Kelsey, anyone.
Hill.
Put them into that category.
Adams.
Hill, Adams, will someone have 200 yards? That's what I sent them already.
How about this one?
You guys, we'll pass it along, too. You guys, go to FTM@VSiN.com if you have any intriguing or creative props that the guys at PointsBet should put up on Sunday.
I think they should put up the doink.
Yes,
any
absolutely.
Kick should be doinked.
Forgot about it.
Also, I thought about this in the drive-in. I'll send it over later on today. Will a touchdown be scored on fourth down in either game?
All right.
What do you think about that one?
I like it. That's a good one.
I think that's pretty decent.
And I like what they did last week with some of the stuff they always offer. Scoreless quarter.
Yeah, that's good. They've done that before with no punts and a half.
Yeah.
No punts overall. The stuff with the ages last week. You know, they could put that up again this week. Will Rodgers or Brady have more pass attempts than their age? My thought would be no because of the potential bad weather that we're going to get. And I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
You could do points. You could do that too.
Yeah.
Packers have to get to 38, which is a big ask.
I want combined rushing attempts, Chiefs, Bills, though. That's what I want. Because you can get creative. You could put up like a 25 on that or a 20 and make it just like the under with super high juice on that. Hunter, there's a chance the Bills might run the ball 12 times in the game.
You know what prop would have cashed, what we've used in the past, was over 2.5 players to throw a touchdown. That cashed in the Saint game.
Yeah.
That came in.
That's always good. Maybe there should be a yes-no on that for like every game. Or maybe not even a touchdown, but a completed pass. How about that?
I could see some gadget plays, trick stuff.
Yeah,
like I could see that.
I think I would, if Mahomes plays and the number would be like 4.5, I think I would probably make a bet on the Bills before the game started. But your idea might be better, just to wait, watch, see what he's like. Because again, if you're just tuning in, there was a report yesterday that said, no concussion, nerve. Nerve in his neck. If that's what a pinched nerve can do in your neck, he was silly. Totally wobbly. His eyes were glazed over completely.
I told you yesterday what I thought. I thought he did something to the knee because he couldn't stand up.
Yeah,
and then you saw the eyes and it's okay, this is over.
Yep.
He's not coming back.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. A very small card in the NBA today. We'll go over some trends in that sport coming up.
Racing fan, First Bet's the place for you. Wagering on races at over 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport, secure payments, great customer service, reliable website, all brought to you by ExpressBet. Promo code Vegas100 today, get a $100 match bonus on your first deposit. First.com/bet/Vegas100 for details. Promo code Vegas100.
Only two games today in the NBA. OKC plays at Denver. The Pelicans are at the Jazz. Let me give you this on New Orleans here on the season. The Pelicans are 5-7 ATS. The totals, they're 6-6. Depends on where you grade this stuff. But the Pelicans started off playing the season, Paulie, with 5 consecutive unders, and their totals opened up as high as 229, but they were just flying under. Hell, the third game of the season, they played the Spurs. The total was 227.5. The final was 98-95. Not even close, right?
Yeah.
The numbers got all the way down to 214.5. After they played 5 straight unders to begin the season, and the number started to come down a lot to 213.5, 215.5 in that range, they then played 5 consecutive overs, had an under against the Lakers, and then back on track with an over against the Kings, but the Kings don't play any defense whatsoever. So it's kind of, I think this game today, they played the Jazz, the total is what, 218.5? I think if these two teams played in late December, right away out of the gates, I think the total would have been probably 227, 228 in that neighborhood. And it's down, you know, but if that's how they were playing out of the gates with a new coaching style, right?
And the more things change, the more they stay the same. Did you see what San Antonio did to Portland?
Yeah.
Just Portland cannot stop anybody. You know, this is going to be a tough season, but it's early. But still, I can't believe so many people are thinking, you never know. There's a chance maybe Portland's the third or the fourth best team. They can't guard anybody.
I was one of them.
They can't defend anybody.
Dead wrong so far.
Yeah, but you're okay. But your thing was, you know, if the stars align type of thing. But that's, yeah. And there it is again. Spurs. No matter who's out.
It doesn't matter.
Find a way. They found something in the bubble. They're entertaining. They're fun. I mean, that guy, he's flexible. You know, like what Nick Saban did. He went from winning 9-6 games to, well, I want to score 50 a game. I mean, look at Pop. They used to be the tough watch. I mean, their star was nicknamed the Big Fundamental. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And now look how they play. And all the pace and space and shooting threes and what they're doing.
Oh, they're involved in a lot of high-scoring games.
Nice win yesterday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. To go to Portland on a day game like that and just take care of business. Good tweet here from...
I got the Polish middle in that game, too.
Oh, yeah, yesterday?
God. Yeah, I middled myself.
Incredible. How'd that happen?
I went over 229.5. And then the game died in the fourth quarter, and I went under 231. It was ridiculous. It fell 229.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Close to it, yeah. Not the typical Polish middle, but there was another. I can't remember what I did.
It was a bad result. You made a mistake, is what you're telling me.
Okay.
All right. Joe Osborne tweet. Updated NBA first quarter and first half betting report. First quarter bets. How about this? Denver's 9-3 ATS in the first quarter, but overall for a game, they're 4-9. And this is before the other game. So they were 9-3 the other day.
Good.
Portland, 3-9 ATS in the first quarter. Memphis, 5-1 ATS at home. Golden State, 0-5. Make it 0-6, I believe, ATS on the road the first quarter after last night. And Cleveland, 10-2 to the under in the first quarter.
Look at that. Good job, Joe. Under 228, over 229.5 is what I did.
Okay.
That fiasco. But this guy does a good job putting this stuff together.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
This is stuff. I mean, this is... You can get a team that gets on a hot run, you'll never hear anything about it. I mean, it's like Major League Baseball. Everyone wants to focus on what's a team's record, wins, losses, all that. Well, like totals? We've seen, was it that long ago where Seattle, was it Baltimore? Somebody played like 17 straight overs. Didn't hear a peep about it.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, you never hear that on mainstream stuff.
Remember I think it was 2019. Was it James Paxton, first year with the Yankees?
That run in the first inning.
Every game.
That's right.
It was like every game but one, I think, or something like that. It was insane. Like every time he took the mound that year.
He does a deep dive. Bam. Good stuff. I mean, that's stuff. Well, who cares? All the tickets cash the same. What's the difference?
First quarter, first half, like totals, that. Whatever.
That's right.
Yeah. It's all good. By the way, the Spurs, I think, now 8-0 ATS on the road.
Mercy.
How good is that? I can't get over... The first half here, Boston graded out number 1, 8-2 ATS. I can't get over that game from Sunday. Blown out and lost by 30 to the Knicks. And the Knicks come back yesterday with a nice bounce back, and they take care of the Magic as a 2-point dog. Thibodeau, he was 80-1 when coach, I'm staring at it on my phone, 80-1 coach of the year.
Well, I'll tell you, you're running out of good options to get that 8 seed in the East. So that's going to be a surprise.
Yep. All right, up next, some observations on how the pandemic has really changed the Las Vegas Strip. It makes you wonder if parts of the city will ever be the same. So if you're betting $22, hoping that meaningless free throw rims out, or begging for two goals and extra time to hit that miracle 14 parlay, we have a suggestion. Take $22 and invest it in your sports betting success. Become a VSiN All Access member today and get all of our expert VSiN betting analysis for less than $22 per month. Daily emails 24/7, video access, point spread weekly, and betting 101 strategy guides. It's everything you need to increase your sports betting IQ. Place a bet on yourself right now at vsin.com/subscribe.
FTM at vsin.com. There's some great prop ideas coming in. We'll get to these in a second, but this is from Nick. So I work at the hospital early in the morning. I was unable to stay awake for the end of the game. I wake up. I checked out my app. I see I lost the bet. SportsCenter didn't show the dagger to my bet. I had no idea the play lost or how it lost. I listened to the show. First thing off, I cursed out loud in the stairwell coming into work. Others around were not impressed. Good start to the day. Brush it off. Do it again today. Hope to see you guys when I take my Vegas trip first weekend of March. That's from Nick. Condolences, Nick. But then, yeah, we started the show with that. Incredible. Baylor's up 15 with a minute left, laying 9 against Kansas. And it's like, was it from Leonardo? Who sent that in? Oh, Leonard, excuse me. From Leonard. He's right. Like I said, they're down 11 with less than 1 second. Why would the kid even shoot the ball? But the kid from Kansas, from half court, kisses it off the glass, comes 8.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes 8. And it's hovering. They're playing ping pong between 8 and 12. It's fluctuating.
Yeah, the final
for much of the, yeah. And
sure.
Then there's a lot of scramble points. Which I'm look where the kid shoots the ball from. Look at the screenshot with less than a second. Now, the other thing, and let me give the guy credit too, and we'll bring it in a second. But, A viewer point, A viewer pointed this out to me, too. Russ Rothstein. We can't show full highlights on the program. There's a guy sitting in the front row, and he's got a white hat on. And as soon as it goes in, he just falls down. He laid the points. He laid it, yeah. He bet his home team, of course. I mean, just no. I mean, everyone's got it. I mean, that's the great thing about when you would go to a game out here, especially when the Rebels were good. I mean, everyone has UNLV. Everyone has the home team, too, out here. But the guy laid nine with Baylor, and the guy kisses it in, and the guy in the front row with the white hat just collapses. It's like, you got to be kidding me. I lose. You believe Rick Esposito. You believe the beats I take.
Yeah. Great. Every day. Every day of his life.
Yeah. He had the Astros against the Pirates. Billy Wagner. 7-2. Two outs. Nobody on. They lose the game. But then, poor Esposito.
I'm sorry, but how does SportsCenter not show that? At this point,
it doesn't have to be Van Pelt. I know.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Yes, you got to put that in there
on the stuff in the morning. The guy, whoever's going to be on the program.
Well, to some, that's hilarious. Like, look at this. This decides the point spread. The guy shoots the ball from half court with 1 second down 11. He kisses it in.
They do betting content. They have daily wager.
Yeah, too. Right. You're right. I don't know how they didn't mention that. But that's a tough way to start the day, Nick. You're right. You wake up, you lose. You don't know how you lost, and you put us on. Oh God, of course.
It's absolutely.
That's how
brutal.
It happened. God. And then we finished the night out here locally, where Arizona's up 2-0 in the second period. They're up 2-1 in the third. And Vegas covers the puck line and it goes over because they get the empty net goal with 12 seconds left. 4-2 Vegas.
Sure.
And the locals love to pound that.
Okay, I want to ask you about this. It was your birthday weekend.
Uh-huh.
And you spent a lot of it on the strip. And I will preface this by telling people that we get emails by the dozens every single day saying
where to stay, where to eat.
Exactly.
What do you recommend?
I'm coming to town. I can't wait to see Circa. If you come to Circa, they'll take care of you here. I mean, Derek's made it a point. Like, you're not going to wait three minutes for a beer,
okay. All
right?
Okay.
So you stayed on the strip. Go ahead. Take this away.
Well, listen, this has nothing to do with the fact that we work here. And I'm proud to call Derek at least an acquaintance, a friend. I got to know him. He's a cool guy. He's unbelievable.
He took care of me at Legacy Club 2 weeks ago. I needed some attention.
Yeah, you couldn't. Yeah. Couldn't sign the bill. I've never seen that before. We've all been there.
Hurt my hand.
And then, you know, how we feel about Mike Palm. But this is just, there's no reason to screw around anymore. And I never thought I would say this, because there's so many options and so many great restaurants here. But as we said, the day we started on this, our first show here, he has done the impossible. He has the best sports book with the best sports bar with the mega bar. He's got a beautiful bar up top with the overhang bar. He might have the best steakhouse, or it's in the discussion. And, of course, Stadium Swim. How can you leave out Stadium Swim?
Well, see, that's...
With the weather, the pool, six pools, 102 degrees in the pools, and then beautiful cocktail waitresses, and you get to watch all the games. Oh, look at it. Look at the side, too. Oh, all the odds are up as well. And there's a kiosk right there. Oh, and you can play blackjack off to the far right if you're looking down there. So there's no... But the problem is, Vegas has become so corporate. And what has happened with COVID and things slowing down here, the major properties and companies have laid everybody off. You go on the strip, you cannot get a drink anywhere. You cannot find a cocktail waitress. It's impossible. You're sitting playing blackjack or hanging out and rolling dice. And I'm still trying to learn the game, but the girlfriend loves to roll dice. She's playing craps. Oh, sorry, sir. No spectators. I got to go stand in the corner with the dunce cap on. I can't even be near the table, even though I have the mask on and stuff. And she's just rolling. I told the story. She's playing blackjack. I'm just hanging out watching games. She's playing blackjack for like an hour. A cocktail server never came by, and it's not busy. It's unbelievable what's going on here.
Like,
but that's another reason. The service here is incredible. It's top notch all the way around. But what has happened here is they have laid so many people off. And the other thing they've done is they've taken it to the extreme with the machines. Like, if you can't play by your friend, your wife, whatever, because most spots it's every other. And then there's plexiglass, whatever. If you go on the strip, there are several spots where it's like one every six or seven machines are turned on. And there's only like most bars are closed. Or there's only two machines open at the whole spot. You know, and then maybe we have this too. They're looking at robot bartenders. Don't laugh. Well, Lisa, whether I can go get the drink myself or they come by with robot bartenders here with this setup.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going on in this town.
Look at this here. You just punch it in. It's all programmed. And the robotic arms go up, grab whatever's going to be in the cocktail. It takes a minute here.
Uh-huh.
But it gets all the liquor involved. It comes down. It shakes it up perfectly. And then somehow it's going to, you know, we saw that story like last year, too, with robotic like servers.
Yeah.
So
whatever happened to let's get the customer intoxicated, maybe they make poor decisions at the tables. I mean, you cannot get a cocktail waitress to come
well,
by.
Let me ask you this.
It's lunacy.
So when you stayed there, though, and you were like down on the floor at any point, was it busy at all ever? Or are people just still like, no, I'm not coming to Las Vegas yet?
Oh, this was. Well, it was also it's still a big football weekend. But it's still, I mean, so much stuff is shut off. It kind of it's misleading because it's a big area. But so much stuff is shut down that, you know, it's condensed where your people, it's not spread out.
Yeah.
But so much stuff is shut. And then it's very difficult to get a drink, which is, I can't believe I'm saying it.
All right. Up next, we will get into a good reaction today on potential bets that we're going to throw out there. Love the creativity. Keep them coming. We'll discuss those coming up.
For your winnings, cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. $250 match bonus, fastest payouts, one-time playthrough. We love BetRivers. Huge menu, hometown book. Rush Pay not valid in Iowa. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House.
I love the creativity. Email is open. It's FTM at vsin.com. We are asking you about potential props that we can pass along. The name of bets, the points bet, they are due tomorrow morning. We give you some of our ideas. We'll go over those here again coming up in a second. This is from Joe English. Very creative. Receiving yards. Kelce versus all other tight ends combined.
Okay.
You're talking Tonyan, Lewis, Brait, Gronk, Knox, Croft. And then if you want to, you can actually, you can make it like minus 15 yards or whatever.
That's a good one.
You can make the field like minus whatever. Yeah, come up with a number on that. I like that.
There's got to be something you can do with the, you have to play with the quarterback's ages in the NFC game. It's a record. It's 43 against 37.
Yeah.
You got to play with something there. We did last week with attempts because Breeze was
is there 40, anything,
42. But
what could we do with combined ages being 80. What is 80 equal to something along longest pat?
Yeah. The doink is good.
Yeah, that's really good.
That was set. Yeah. Matthew, this is just an observation. Matthew tweeted and he's been playing first quarter tie and first half tie. Stuff like that's been coming in.
Huge numbers, by the
way. Yeah. Dave Tooley loves to do that, especially in Super Bowls. He likes to do that.
Yeah.
First tied at halftime, parlayed, you know, with whoever.
With the winner.
Yeah.
Another one here. Receiving yards. Hill and Diggs combined versus Adams and Evans combined. I would certainly, depending on the number here, but Hill and Diggs, I think, would be the matchup that I'd want to take. Right? You'd have to have fine print on this one, I think, but will a player catch three consecutive passes? Hmm. So, but what if they go run? I'm sorry. What if they go pass, run, pass? And but if he throws three straight times to the same guy, I guess I think that could be all worked out for sure.
Do something with the touchdown passes with the quarterbacks. It's, one of these games could be high scoring and off the rails. You could have the same game guys combined for 6-7 touchdown passes.
Yeah, you could.
That could happen.
Yep. This is from Daniel. He likes some of them that we mentioned. The doink and the will we get a touchdown on a fourth down at all in either game? But he points out, maybe you said the 200-yard receiver. How about no quarterback rushing touchdown in the two games? Because we have had a lot of quarterbacks not only get the rushing touchdown, but it's the first one overall. Think about that. Top of my head, Mahomes scored first. Rodgers had a rushing touchdown. Brady had a rushing touchdown. That's three right there from this past weekend. It happens constantly at the one-yard line. Guys are always moving it and taking it in the end zone.
Yeah.
Put up a no and a heavy price on that. Okay.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Like them. Keep them coming. We have to get these in by tomorrow. The guys at PointsBet do a good job putting those up. We'll talk to Dennis Bernstein for the first time this year. We'll talk hockey in 10 minutes. And there's only two games in the NBA, so not much to go over. But last night was a fun day. Started with Columbus beating Detroit 3-2. Grice has been fantastic in the two games for the Red Wings. I would expect a goalie change today as they go back-to-back. More on that coming up. Good call by you with under 5.5 in the Islanders game. Rocking chair, piece of cake. Islanders score with 4 minutes left. Varlamov has yet to allow a goal.
How about that?
Yes, and he takes the shot off the neck in warm-ups, and this guy's been nails. So, and that is that a 10-1-1 under? What's that under run now, head-to-head? Those number one, the Bruins had owned them, but so the Islanders at least exercise the demons. But
right.
That's a sick under run.
You're right. I think it's 10 out of the last 12 games.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yep.
So the dog cash is there, and it stays under. Maple Leafs, the favorite, comes in, but that stays under. That was a strange game. I didn't expect that to be low-scoring.
Well, Blue Sharks was off the rails last night.
Yeah, it was. 2-0 San Jose early, and then the Blues come back and win. First period goes over. The only one. First period unders 9-1 yesterday. Sabres is a dog. Hammer the Flyers. Heart pulled in that game. They do it again later today. Hurricanes beat the Predators. They've owned them. They beat them 8 of the last 9. They win 4-2. They play again today. Very disappointed in Edmonton so far. Montreal's been a pleasant surprise. Maybe not a surprise to some who thought they'd be a good team. And they win 3-1. They beat the Oilers again. Flames win again, 5-2, goes over, beats the Canucks, even though the first period stays under. Small dog, the Ducks shut out the Wild 1-0. And we mentioned the Vegas game. Vegas, 25-cent move on Vegas. Trailed 2-0 in the second period. They win 4-2, it goes over, and they cover the puck line. Also, the goal in the first 10 cashes for Vegas. 2-1 on the season. This is the first of four straight meetings between Vegas and Arizona. But I think you're going to catch them napping here a couple of the games coming up because they know there's so much what's already happened. I mean, they had this last game, they had to score with a minute left to force overtime, and they scored 7 seconds in overtime to win against Anna. They know so they're so much better than these teams they're playing right now. But today, Devils and Rangers. New York has won 5 of the past 8 meetings. The over's on a 9-1-1 run. In the last 11, and it's 5.5 here at Circa. The Blackhawks and Panthers. Panthers are $1.60, 6.5 here. You have to keep going against Chicago and keep playing the over until they can show they can set. They've allowed at least 5 goals in all 3 losses.
I tell you, I mean,
they're horrible.
I would need more than 140 or 145 to be backing the Blackhawks right now.
I got to ask Dennis, this might be the worst team in hockey.
It could be.
Wow.
We thought about that right
Detroit's
away.
Detroit's at least showing some punch and some fight, but at least,
I mean,
you know, 2 of the losses were against Tampa, but my God.
And that total has to be 6.5.
Yeah.
I mean, they've allowed 5 goals in all 3 games so far this year.
And this could be our white whale here. This could be a Tampa and Chicago from 3 years ago. I got my fingers crossed on the Penguins. 3-0 to the over for the game, and 3-0 to the over in the first period. They played 3 high-scoring games already, and now they do it again. They just beat the Capitals 4-3 in a shootout. It's now 6.5 here, and the Penguins are $1.20. And I think this would be the backup in goal for Pittsburgh in this one.
Oh, they were part of the...
I think this could be a special team with first period overs. But then again, I mean, these books aren't even messing around because of what happened a couple years ago. They already put up... What game was it? Where's the sheet?
I thought you said that game was a 2.
Was that what it was?
I thought that was the game.
There was a... Okay, yeah. They already put up a 2 in that game. They put up a 2 on the Tampa the other night against Chicago. They put up a 2 in the...
Yeah.
Circa had a 2... Saturday in the Edmonton-Montreal game. That game of all had a 2 on it.
That stayed under, right?
Yeah. Chicago scored 5, excuse me, Chicago. Montreal scored 6 minutes in. That was all she wrote.
That's right.
But they're putting up a lot of 2s so far. You know, maybe go under then.
I'll give you some other numbers that are popping, that are up now on the games that are maybe not available everywhere. But I'm looking at the Buffalo-Philadelphia game. It looks like it's $1.50.
Okay.
And the total is 6.
Got to be Elliott, I would think.
Down at South Point has 145 actually here in Las Vegas. The Winnipeg-Ottawa game appears to be a pick'em at some spots.
Mm.
The total is 6.5 in that game.
Jets have lost 5 in a row on back-to-backs.
That's right.
Carolina 8-1 last night against Nashville. 6-1 on back-to-backs. Just beat them 4-2 yesterday. Yeah. Good stuff from our buddy Vegas Matty. The last five between Pittsburgh and Washington have gone over. And Chicago, not only 0-3, outscored 15-5. But that good trend, a 9-1-1 overrun between the Rangers and Devils, too.
What's that run in the Carolina-Nashville game? Because I see some numbers on that one now. Total's 5.5. It's $1.20 here for Carolina, the way it looks. But there was a good angle here. The Hurricanes have been red hot.
Just a back to they've won 8 of 9 against Nashville.
There you go.
And doubled them up yesterday. And then the late game, Colorado and the Kings. And Colorado's a 220 road favorite. Kings were up 3-1 against the Wild both games in the third period, before, and then lost both in overtime. And then Colorado split against St. Louis. Listless performance, got beat 4-1 and then routed them 8-0.
Yeah, I'd say.
Colorado's dropped 8 of the past 11, though.
In this matchup?
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay.
This is going to be, you know, like the NBA is one thing. Because you don't know who the hell's going to play. Who's protocol?
I'm telling you.
It's bad enough where you have load management, day off, back to whatever it's going to be. Now you got to throw the whole protocol, COVID, all that other business. You got Kyrie disappearing, coming back. I mean, there's so much. And then once they make the trade for Harden, he's still not in shape, and they have to work out. So it's hard to figure out how good the Nets appear to be the team to beat in the East. But they also are going to screw around, and then you have to worry about chemistry and how that's also going to work, too. But now with the NHL, I mean, he's just going to see whatever happens one night, but maybe expect the opposite the next time they play.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's been happening.
I think that's been a pretty good angle so far.
You had 4-0 Islanders, and they lost 5-0
next time, against
the Rangers. You've seen a lot of it. You saw Carolina dominate Detroit. You know, then Detroit beat them the next game 4-2.
It almost could be like that stretch in baseball where we had so many doubleheaders a couple years ago where the team that won the first game, they're like, okay, we got one.
Yeah. Well,
and then
they
would lose game two. These teams could be looking at it like, okay, well, we got the first game against them. Now we play them again tomorrow. Okay.
I mean, how's this Vegas thing going to work out? They're going to play Arizona and Colorado four times in a row with this stretch. And I can't remember the player who said it, but he even said, I think he plays for the Flyers, but he said it's going to be very difficult to sweep these teams. Very difficult, he said.
And then, 100%.
And then you're seeing them not 8, 9, 10 times. You're playing the same teams, how that's going to work.
That's why I kind of want to make the case because of this with the Blackhawks, but I can't at this price. If it got to $1.60, $1.65 in that neighborhood, maybe even, then I'd be like, okay, now we got to start to think about pulling the trigger here in Chicago. But
if it's to go Florida to win in regulation, then if you don't want to do that. But until the Blackhawks can show anything here, they've got to be fade material.
I think they are
so bad.
Might be the worst team in hockey.
They have no scoring punch, and they can't stop anybody, and their goaltending's atrocious.
Yeah. Well, so we kind of buried the lead here because there is now, after last night, you ready for this? A team in this sport is totally under the radar. They're on an 18-3-3 run going back. We will give you the details, tell you the team, tell you what it means, all the numbers coming up next here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.